USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump says President-elect Joe Biden can enter the White House as president if he can prove that his votes were not fraudulently or illegally obtained. The president tweeted that yesterday, and Twitter flagged it as a disputed claim, as an all-Republican appellate panel in Pennsylvania handed Trump's legal team another defeat. USA Radio's Tim Burke from the Phoenix Bureau with details.
A federal appeals court in Philadelphia upheld a previous ruling that dismissed the campaign's case to prevent Pennsylvania from certifying its election results, showing former Vice President Joe Biden as winning the state. President Trump took to Twitter and said they would appeal the ruling.
One of the judges, a Trump appointee, wrote in the decision that calling an election unfair does not make it so. Charges require specific allegations and then proof. We have neither here. Pennsylvania has already certified their election results. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A new stay-home order in Los Angeles County, California has been handed down. Jeremy Scott reports from just north of the Golden State in the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau.
A new round of restrictions in the nation's most populous county start Monday amidst a surge in cases in the county and nationwide. Dr. Jeff Smith of Cedars-Sinai Medical Center tells KTLA 5.
We are starting to see an increase in the number of COVID patients that are being treated in the emergency room and released, as well as the ones who are being admitted to the hospital.
Hospitalizations in California are setting records of more than 80% over the last 2 weeks. The new restrictions on most public gatherings in Los Angeles County goes through at least December 20th. Retail stores and other non-essential businesses will be allowed to stay open for now. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Wall Street had an abbreviated yet positive day Friday. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all closed higher. You are listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Jeopardy record holder King Jennings will be the first in a series of interim hosts when the long-running game show resumes production next Monday. Jennings won 74 games in a row and claimed the show's greatest of all time title in a competition last year. He'll host episodes that will air in January. Someone to replace longtime host Alex Trebek will be named later. Trebek died of pancreatic cancer earlier this month. Mike Tyson heading back to the boxing ring. Lance Pryor with details in the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau.
Iron Mike Tyson, now 54 years old, is getting ready to go back into the ring to box.
Well, listen, I'm not trying to knock nobody out, like you said, but I'm trying to protect myself at all times.
Mike Tyson on GMA.
I've been getting in shape. I've been feeling good. My brother-in-law asked me that I want to fight somebody. I said, no way. Then the light went off in my hand. I said, hey, but did they want to box me? Because the guy was an MMA fighter. And so he said, yeah. So I said, I'll box anybody.
Mike Tyson versus 1988 silver medalist Roy Jones Jr. live at the Staples Center in Los Angeles Saturday night. The pay-per-view event will set you back about $50. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryor.
The Justice Department quietly amended its death penalty protocols to allow for the U.S. government to conduct executions by lethal injection or, quote, any other manner prescribed by the law of the state in which the sentence was imposed. A number of states allow electrocution or death by firing squad. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.